It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The coronavirus is putting a heavy strain on Coloradans' finances and mental health, especially for those with low incomes. That's according to a new poll. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Health Foundation's poll of nearly 2,300 people was done by a bipartisan team. One in five Coloradans worry they won't be able to afford to feed their family and also fear losing their home. A quarter worry about losing their insurance. These troubles are even more pronounced among Black and Hispanic people and those on low incomes. People living on low incomes and the unemployed reported high rates of anxiety, loneliness, and stress. More than 40% of Black Coloradans said they've felt afraid of the police in the past year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is working with tech companies on an app that can track exposure to COVID-19. When someone is diagnosed with the infection, they enter a code in the app. Anyone they had been close to who also has the app will receive a notification that they were exposed. State officials say individuals' information will be protected. Sarah Thunberg leads the state's coronavirus innovation response team.
This is a completely anonymized service that contains no personal health information.
The state hopes to begin rolling out the app by the end of the month. The wildfire that blew smoke and ash along the Front Range last week has slowed down during this week's snowstorm, but that slowing may be temporary. Paul Brugink with the U.S. Forest Service says the snow is tamping down fire activity.
Even though we have snow on top of the burn area, there's still a lot of combustible fuel underneath that snowpack, and when this melts off, there's still going to be some heat there and potential for fire.
The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins has burned more than 100,000 acres. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.